Do you want more energy, better sleep, and better health? Who wouldn't? Get a free Scalar Light no obligation 15-day trial at scalarlight.com.
Would you know how to get rid of your fear, phobia, stress, or anxiety? How to burst your fear and transform your life? Welcome to Fear Buster Show, presented by Lauren Rosenberg, fear and phobia relief expert and author of How to Move Forward When the Unthinkable Happens. You are listening to UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio with Lauren Rosenberg. www.fear-busters.com.
Hi everyone, today we're going to talk about fear of masks. We have a special guest who is very welcome to speak to us today and is happy to speak to us about her fear of masks. There may be quite a lot of you out there who may be scared of masks, and following the regulation, the governments, we now need to wear masks in shops and in workplaces. So welcome Susan Taylor. Thank you very much for joining us today and speaking to our listeners, talking about your fear of masks. Would you like to tell us a bit more about it?
Yes, so thanks for having me for a start. I think it's something that affects a lot of people, and it's something that I've had on and off most of my life, I think, but it's only come to the forefront recently because of the regulations and guidelines. And I think it's causing a lot of division in people, and that really worries me. I know.
What do you mean by division, people?
I think I know a lot of people who are concerned about wearing masks, and they feel quite anxious and they feel quite suffocated. But they feel like they have to wear them.
Susan, well, can you explain to our listeners what does it mean for you to go out and wear a mask?
For me personally, I do feel suffocated, and it triggers memories for me that are quite traumatic. Even wearing a visor, because I thought maybe it's just because it's over my mouth, and maybe if I wore a visor. But I think even when I'm breathing my own air back in, it has that similar effect where I don't feel like I can take a deep breath properly.
So what are the symptoms that, so you've tried to put a mask on, and what are the symptoms? What happened when you put the mask on? You said a memory, what's your body?
Initially I get quite hot, so I feel quite sort of hot.
Before putting it on, or?
Well, generally before putting it on, only a couple of seconds before, I'd say the anxiety starts to rise in my chest, so it's almost like my breathing goes quicker. I feel quite hot in my chest and in my face, and then it's almost like I'm sort of sweating from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And then I start swallowing a lot more. Like, I don't know if you noticed then, but even thinking about it.
Yes, I noticed. So for our listeners, you can't see Sue, but she was just even swallowing just now.
It's almost like someone's choking me. Okay. Even though there's no hands around my neck, it's just literally a mask over my nose and my mouth. It feels like someone's choking me. And
it triggers the memory, doesn't it? Triggers a specific memory. Do you know the specific memory? Do you have any idea?
I know one of the specific memories. So there's a couple of things that I think have contributed to it over my life, right from childhood. But the most traumatic was a sexual assault that I faced, where someone tried to put their hand over my mouth so that I couldn't scream. So when I put a mask over my mouth, it just immediately takes me back to that space where I couldn't scream out and couldn't breathe properly, and all I could feel was their hand on my face.
So the mask for you is not just a mask. So very often when we're talking about fear, we have the wrong perception of the idea of what an object is. So people will say, okay, a mask is a mask. But for you, a definition, if you had to put a definition down in a dictionary of what is a mask, it would be a completely, totally different definition that the majority of people who would write down, okay, a mask is something that's covering my face in order to protect me. For you, yeah, the definition would be get me out of it, or I need to run, or I need to escape, or I'm suffocating. So that is how your memory has, it's like a self-defense, okay? It makes sense, but it's just a subconscious mind bringing that memory up because that's how you've been programmed. And this is, so it's totally normal that as you start putting that mask near you, that you would have that reaction because that memory is still there. Have you ever tried, I mean, is it new? Because you may not have been aware of it until the mask came out. Is that something new you didn't know?
I didn't realise it was an issue until I had a hospital appointment and it was compulsory. I had to wear a mask and I didn't realise until that point just what it meant to me. And I was sitting in the waiting room and I was there for barely 5 minutes. And by the time I got out, I was nearly hyperventilating.
So did you manage to do it?
I managed to do it. And I just kind of got in, got out as quickly as possible. But that was my first realization because I've never ever had to wear a mask up until that point. So that was when I first.
So what did you think? What did you think when it just suddenly came up?
Well, I just thought I was just overreacting because I knew a few people who'd said, you know, oh, it can be quite claustrophobic wearing a mask and it's really uncomfortable. And I thought it was just me kind of overreacting, and maybe it was because I was too hot and bothered in the hospital. So I didn't really think about it too much until they started to say it was compulsory in the shops. And I tried to wear one to go into a shop and I had this a similar reaction. And it was just like, I can't do this. And then I was panicking because I was like, well, I can't not go to shops because I've got two children to feed. So I went on to the government website and I saw that there was certain exemptions. And it said, you know, if psychologically or emotionally it's affecting you, then you can be exempt. So I thought, well, I'll do that. But it's hard.
Was that easy to do? Was that like quite straightforward, or was it quite
straightforward? I've got a I downloaded a picture on my phone that says I'm exempt from wearing a mask. So if anyone approaches me, I can just show them my phone.
Okay.
But it's more the looks you get off other people.
Yeah.
The kind of like you're that selfish person who isn't putting other people's vulnerabilities before your own. And it's almost like I'm so not that selfish person, but I feel like I've got to justify myself because of my own anxieties. And it's like, well, I'm a vulnerable person too, because I didn't choose to have this anxiety.
Yeah. And also, so not only you at the moment have the fear of mask and the anxiety is going high, and then you seeing everyone with masks too, and then you're becoming isolated because people are starting judging you.
Yeah.
And that's something, another feeling, another emotion that is new, because before nobody even noticed you in the street. So so that's a bit too much in that sense. So
and the anxiety for my children as well, because there's a lot of people wearing masks now, and I, from my perspective, one of the things throughout my childhood that I remember was all the horror films. People had masks on. There was clowns, there was, you know, the scream mask, there was, I'm talking about teenage years, I'm not talking about when I'm...
Yeah, yes.
But all the horror films that I've seen growing up, people have masks on because it's intimidating and terrifying, and you don't know who's behind that mask. So I'm anxious about my kids being exposed to that and being terrified. I'm anxious about wearing a mask myself, and I'm anxious about the reaction that I'm getting from people for not wearing a mask. So it's like we're just walking around in this constant anxiety state, and it's worrying, like how far is it going to go?
Okay, and have you ever thought of doing, I mean, I use, when I see my clients and they have a specific memory that is scary, especially an image, I use eye movement therapy. Have you ever used this?
I haven't used it. I have heard of it because I wanted training it myself.
Okay, so we could do that another time. And now we adapted the therapy online, so it's quite good, and it actually works the same. Just we as practitioners has to just adjust and do a few different things, but it's something that is very powerful, because once the memory is deleted from the mind, as long as you don't need to have a court case or you don't need to keep the details, once you actually have deleted the memory in the mind, then the symptoms and the anxiety reduce, because you no longer have that picture in your software, if you want, like, you know, and so then your subconscious mind will readjust. So it's something that can be done, so that you know, but it's good to know about that those images don't need to stay in your mind. Just by anywhere, the minute you go out, basically, and what's that feel like to straight away? Because even for me, who don't have a fear of masks, I just find it strange. Like, everywhere I look now, everybody is wearing masks. It is a reminder that life is not the same, that we are in a pandemic, that everything and everything we do with movement and places we go, we have to behave differently. Even walking in the street, having to move away to not be too near someone, all the natural way of thinking, we are forced to change our thinking in our way. So even not having any fears, it still puts you a little, it's not relaxing, it's not pleasant. I mean, I don't find it very pleasant to go shopping now, because, like, why would I want to go, going shopping for clothes or something when I have to be aware and be and watch and where I'm going, what's around me, and having to wear a mask. I don't find it very comfortable anyway. And I'm thinking of all those people who are working so many hours and have to wear it for so many hours. Surely, I'm hoping that they will have some breaks to take it off, because also we need some fresh air. It's not something natural, but. Yeah. For you, this is like just a higher level. It brings so much anxiety. So what could you tell our listeners, what is like the everyday life for you just the minute you actually go out? Or even how old are your kids? Do they need to wear masks or not?
No, they don't, but they're in school. So thankfully, there's no sort of mandatory masks in the schools as yet. I hope that doesn't come in.
Yes, primary school don't need to wear a mask.
Just secondary school at the moment. And their teachers don't wear masks. They wear the visors, so they can still see their face and see their, you know, their mannerisms and their smiles. And
Because
I was really concerned that...
Talking about, as you mentioned it, I study sign language, and quite a few years ago, I was... talking and using sign language with friends, and I am thinking of them, because sign language is not just the hands, it's very much the expression of the face, and this is such a big shock for them, because they rely on the face expressions, not so much the actual sign that we do in our hands. So I mean, yes, they are going to the mask where you can see the lips, but it still doesn't give you the whole face. So your eyes expression, the face, the whole expression. And that's how deaf people rely on. And even people who lip read, all those things are a major, major change. And it's really hard to communicate, because I know I have a friend of mine who lip read, and This is a big, major communication break, in a sense. It's just so hard. So hopefully, I mean, there will be more invisible masks, or we'll find different ways. I mean, know that ways of communicating, and so that they can still, but still, it's hiding some of the expression. So that's going to be hard to communicate, but. if you need to see a teacher, or if you need to speak to someone, or even if you're in your work, people are going to wear masks now. So you, even if you're exempt, you're going to face seeing everyone wearing a mask. And so what's this, how do you feel? The anxiety goes up? How do you manage? Because this is going to make you on a high level of anxiety all the time.
Yeah. And I think I'm such a social creature, and the work that I do is very challenging for a lot of the women who come on my courses, and they need that reassurance. They need to feel safe. They need to feel comfortable. And thankfully, you know, I'm not wearing a mask, but some of them have to, and they're interacting with each other. So their anxiety is going up, and I'm trying to reassure them that they're in a safe space. But it's hard to feel safe when you can't see someone's face.
Yeah, so I realized, like, even my kids, when they were going out and they smile at someone, and they just realize, oh, I'm wearing a mask, they're not going to see my smile anyway. So, but if you're running courses, and they may also be anxious because you're not going to wear a mask.
Yeah.
So it's like a two-way, they're going to worry, like, they're not going to be comfortable because you're not wearing a mask, obviously, because you can't at the moment. But they're also going to be worried. So it's like two-way. So no one is very relaxed in that sense. Yeah. So what have you, what do you think could be done in order for people to not judge if they see somebody in the street not wearing a mask, or in a shop or at work? Could you wear a badge, or would that not be nice because it's like labeling, or what do you think could help?
Well, I think a badge can help in the same respect as someone who's blind, they have a white stick, so you know they've got partial sight or blindness or whatever, so you kind of accommodate the fact that they've got that to deal with. So I don't think a badge can harm, as long as you don't feel discriminated against for wearing a badge. But you're going to feel discriminated against if you wear a badge or not. At least you've got that thing to show that you're not just being an idiot who doesn't care and just can't be bothered.
The only thing is is like you have no choice to like, no one would know that you had this fear if there was no mask out there. So now it's like, you haven't even got any choice. You can't even keep it in your privacy if you want. It's out there, and without your choice, you have to actually mention it, because otherwise people are going to not accept that you're actually walking into a shop without it. So it's really a difficult situation. So in a way, the best way would be to get rid of that fear,
yeah,
in that sense. So how long ago do you notice, how long ago was that, a few weeks ago, that you noticed that you had this fear, or when did that start?
A few months ago. So start of the first lockdown. I had a hospital appointment, just a routine appointment, so that was right at the start of it, when it was kind of pushed to wear masks, but it wasn't mandatory everywhere you went.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't tend to go shopping much anyway. I don't sort of do the whole clothes shopping or going to pubs or restaurants very often. I tend to just go outdoors in nature. That's like my thing. So it didn't really affect me too much. But now, even kind of going for coffee or anything like that, meeting up with a friend for catch up, you can't do that anyway now, but a few weeks ago, you know, you could meet up with a friend, have a coffee, chat about things, kind of boost each other up, because it's a very trying, challenging time for a lot of people, and people
are definitely
isolated and disconnected, which the masks for me just adds to that disconnection, because you can't even see people smiling at you anymore, and there's more people who rely on lip reading than you ever thought. People who can hear, but we generally look at the mouth to try and get the expression, and we can pick up more information through lip reading than we knew. So now people can't understand each other, and they're kind of just like, say again. Even though they can hear, they don't realise how much information they used to pick up just from lips. But now, to do that, to go into a coffee shop, as soon as you sit down, you're okay, you can take your mask off. But once you stand up, even if you just go into the bathroom to wash your hands, you've got to put a mask back on. So people are now on, off, up, down, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. So no one wants to just go for a coffee and relax, let alone go for a full meal or go for a wander around the shops. It's kind of taken out of our hands, and I think that's what I'm struggling with and a lot of other people are struggling with, is it's this unknown threat. You can't see it. You don't know who's got it. You don't know if you've got it. You don't know if you're going to pass it on. You don't know how ill you're going to be. You don't know how to prevent it. You sort of think you're wearing a mask to prevent it and protect yourself, but is that really protecting you? And so it's all this unknown and feeling like you're not in control. I think that's what's difficult.
So we all, this is something that we never even thought it was going to happen. All the changes, nothing is, thinking has changed, nothing is natural. It's all about adapting. I think the way to tell my client is we don't know how long, but it's not forever. So at the moment, it's just adjusting. Take it every day as it comes. The rules keep changing. They're probably going to change again and again. We have to learn to be flexible, to adjust. But obviously for you, the minute you wake up, the minute you even look out of the window, you're going to see masks everywhere. So that is not going to be, that's not going to go away, because it looks like we're going to have to wear a mask for quite a while. And it's almost like part of the, well, it's part of the school uniform for the secondary school. I know the minute I go out or my kids go out, it's like, do you have a mask? Do you have a sanitizer? Do you have, it's like a little, it's just part of our life, unfortunately, now. So it's all about adjusting. But we need to remind ourselves that it's not forever. This is just a phase. Even if that phase may, we don't know, could be a year, could be 2 years, could be less. Better to think longer, so that when we come out of it, we feel, oh yes, it's been shorter than if we think it's going to be 3 months and then we're into for a year. But we just have to take a deep breath and step back. And say, okay, I can't do this at the moment the way I used to do it, or I can't go out, or I'm going to do my shop online to avoid meeting so many people and seeing maybe people wearing a mask. But just returning to, this is just logic, talking logically, saying, yes, we just need to adjust. But when we're into fear, there's no logic. Our subconscious mind takes over, and it doesn't matter if I tell you it's fine, you'll be fine, nothing's going to happen, you can still wear a mask, it's just a mask. This is not how your mind is wired, and it's not going to work. So if you I'm more than happy, if you want, I don't know if you have a mask near you, but if you want, or if you start feeling the symptoms, we can actually just reduce it a little bit. If you want to experience that, we can do that. Also, the other thing is, does that make you, because, can you tell our listeners also, there was maybe one other event that may have triggered this, maybe with your brothers?
I have two older brothers who loved a bit. Amazing men. But as a child, obviously I was the youngest child, and it was either they'd fight together or gang up on me. And I tried to be a little bit of a tomboy and sort of join in, but I was always the weaker one of the pack, so to speak. And I remember we used to play this game called Sandwich, where I'd be the sandwich in the middle of two sort of pillows or mattresses or whatever. And they'd just kind of pile all this stuff on me, and I was just the filling in the middle that they'd squash me down. And they used to think it was hilarious. and I used to try and think it was hilarious, but I remember quite a few times where the pillows would be squashed on my face to the point where I was like, I can't breathe, and they would just think it was hilarious, and I would think, I'm gonna die here. And again, it was out of my control. It was a situation where I couldn't defend myself against that, and it was traumatic. Even though it was a game, I think it's locked in my memory as...
Yeah, sure, I'm sure. How old do you think you were?
I was probably about six.
Six. So it's interesting, they actually say the age of six, because I don't know if you know, but the logic, the conscious mind kicks in around age six, seven. The conscious mind has the logic. The subconscious mind doesn't have the logic. So if at the time they happen that you saw that you were going to die, then that memory is very much alive. Subconscious mind, the subconscious mind lives in the present time. So it means that even though now you're an adult, every time you see a mask, your subconscious mind will remind you of that event, because it will be right in front of you, because it lives in the present time. Unless we actually work on it and change it, and then completely either delete the image or desensitize it or change the belief that was created at the time. So there's a lot of different techniques that I use in my clinic to do that. But this is exactly what you said. It's like you thought you were going to die. So the movement, putting that mask on your face, will trigger those events that you mentioned to our listeners. And that is the definition of the mask for you. It's not just a mask for protection. That mask has the meaning of, I'm going to die. So it's perfectly normal that you're going to, your heart is going to beat fast, or I don't know what symptoms are exactly. If you had to put a mask on that, you'll be hot. And do you want to listen?
Yeah. So even thinking when you said,
just now,
a mask nearby, as soon as you said that a few minutes ago, my heart was like, oh God, no, like, don't ask me to actually put a mask on.
Oh, I would not. I would never do that. So I don't believe in facing the fear.
Yeah, even picking up a mask that was
thinking about it. Just to remind our listeners, I don't believe in face your fear. I believe I clear the fear of my clients, and then you can go out and go on a plane or put a mask on or go near fruit or banana or whatever it was the fear. I personally do not. I really do never do face the fear. Even if it's a dog, I will clear the fear first and then tell my client, go to the park or go and meet your friend with a dog. So yes, I would never ask you to put the mask on. That is, I'm sorry if that's what you thought. But it's interesting that just the thought of holding one triggers it. So you don't have to go and get one, and you don't, just even thinking about it triggers something. So if you don't mind, just a sort of holding one or about to put one in, just thinking about it, tell me a bit more about what's the feeling, what's going on in your body right now.
So I'd say it's mainly in my chest, so kind of a tightening of my chest. I'm aware of my heartbeat, and my breath feels restricted before anything's even over my mouth. My breath feels restricted.
And Sue, thank you very much for doing this on air. But what color, if you had to put a color to it, what color does that feel like, those feelings?
Dark purple.
And if you had to pick a color, if you were to know, what color would help you to lift that dark purple feeling, what do you think would be?
Yellow.
Okay. Did you know that yellow is the color that means control, taking power? So our subconscious mind is very much know the answer to how to heal us. Purple is connected to the soul, so that is, and you had a scare and thinking that you were going to die. So let's send a bit of yellow. So all you need to do is close your eyes, and with your permission, I'm going to send you some yellow. Just take a deep breath and imagine that above your head you had this big cloud full of yellow, and almost that cloud is so big and have so much yellow that it's like raining, like a little river, flooding in lots of yellow. And that yellow is going into your mind, down your throat, into your heart. And that yellow is lifting that purple feeling that feel tight. That yellow is going in nicely, slowly, making all those feelings that you mentioned lighter. So see the yellow going into your throat, into your chest, into your heart. Remind yourself that you're safe, that nothing is, there's no danger. We're just allowing that yellow to go in, lifting. What we're doing is just lifting the emotion that is trapped in your body, and we're making it a little bit lighter so that it's more bearable. So notice what that feel like. Notice what your body feels like. You may feel like you want to stretch. You may feel like you want to move a little bit. It's just a little bit of release. So your body will know what to do. And just as you do that, whenever you want, you can just take a deep breath and then open your eyes, and then tell our listeners how you're feeling.
It feels like the pressure's lifted from my chest. My shoulders relaxed. I felt like my shoulders were kind of hunched up. I know the listeners can't see, but I felt quite sort of scrunched up and almost like I was curled up in a ball. And now I feel quite open, like my whole chest and body's opened, and I just feel comforted.
Good, excellent. So if you was thinking just of holding a mask or having a mask near you, what does that feel like now in your body?
It's just a mask.
Oh, wow.
Really weird. Well, it's not really weird because I know how the brain works, but yeah, it's powerful how you can change a thought process. It absolutely fascinates me, and it's so powerful. But now I could quite happily get a mask and just hold a mask up. Whereas a few minutes ago, it was like that was the worst thing you could ask me to do.
Did that feel liberating? What does that feel like in your body?
I feel like I want to do a little dance.
So I work with energy, and just by hearing you saying you wanted to do a dance, it's literally your body also telling, like, first of all, like people can't see you, the people and the listeners, but your eyes are like shiny, you're smiling, your skin complexion has changed, everything is uplifted. So it's really so nice to see, to be able to see how you just uplifting. The changing, very often what's happening is we have the memories, then other memories come up, other trauma incident happened, that it piles up, and it's like emotional baggage, and it's getting heavier and heavier, and the suitcase gets heavy, and we carry it on our shoulder, on our heart, and as we do that, it gets so heavy that we can't do it anymore, and then we explode. So either we get angry, or we cry, or we go into panic mode and our hearts start beating fast. All those things are emotion trapped in the body due to memories, to not knowing how to release it. So what I just did just now, and very quickly, is just starting working on your energy system and start just releasing all those energy trapped in your body that's been there for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And that's one of the techniques that I use, and I love doing this because I see reactions, and obviously the memories are still there, it's not finished, and it would need a little bit more work to be done. But in order to help someone straight away when they're in a panic mode, this is one of my way of many ways that I have many tools, but this is one way that I use. And just hearing you saying, I mean, just hearing yourself, like, I could hold a mask, that is going to make a big difference for you, because things are not going to change in the next few weeks. It could be even, kids may even be, I don't know, wear masks even more in school. We don't know. Everything changes all the time. So you just said to our listeners, I could just hold a mask now in my hand. Just to thinking about it, does that feel comfortable? Does that feel fine? Does that, what's that feel like?
It feels fine. It feels like I'd just be holding a piece of paper. Like, it's just, wow, a normal thing, as opposed to, I don't know how I saw it before, because I can't think how I saw it before.
Ah, so that's very interesting.
Now it's just an object.
So that's very interesting, what you just said. And once it's no longer in, once the memory and the energy blocked in our body is no longer blocked, it's almost like the subconscious mind no longer needs to hold on to the memory, and then the memory is no longer there.
Yeah.
So, and this is why, and that is a pure reason why when I have a new client coming in, or seeing online, I mean, at the moment I'm doing everything online, and I always ask them to fill a form. The form is actually not really so much for me, but it's for them, because I know that when I'm going to work with them, at the end they're going to say, oh, I never even suffered from that. Oh, it wasn't that bad. So at least I've got a piece of paper to say, actually, this is what you wrote on the first session. In the first session, this is the form, and I'm purely doing the form just for that. Not even for me, because I don't even, because I work with energy. I don't really need to know so much with people and their life and everything. So it was just, and this is how I started using this form, because I realized that people were saying to me, "Oh, I didn't even have it that bad. It was never that bad." Well, yeah, if you had a fear of dogs and you would leave your baby in a pram in the middle of the road, that was pretty bad. Or if you were jumping off a cliff because you saw a dog and those type of things. So then you clear the fear of dogs, and then you say, oh, it was nothing. I didn't mind having a dog passing by me. So hearing you, Sue, saying it feels like a piece of paper, that is amazing. And yes, it's really good for me to know that the memory has shifted and changed, and the energy in the body has actually been unblocked. And I know the listeners could not see it, but as I was doing it, your body was stretching, especially your neck and your head, almost to release the tension that you kept for so long. And yeah, that's what was happening. So it wasn't just me talking. It was your body was knew what to do, and very often when we work and try to clear fear, one of the things that is important to know is that you don't always need to stay sitting down in a chair. You can, if you need to jump or stretch or run or whatever your body is telling you to do, it's important to do it, because it is a release, and you're releasing the energy that is blocked. And that animals know to do that. They can go on the floor and shake, and we let them, and then they can get up, and then they carry on. And we sometimes have a tendency of not allowing that to happen.
Yeah.
So when you were moving and stretching and moving your neck, that was another release. That was letting go of all those tension in your neck, in your shoulders. So you're telling our listeners now that it's just a piece of paper.
Yeah, everyone's obviously just walking around with paper on their face, aren't they? It sounds ludicrous, but it's just like...
So does that mean you think you could be able to even wear one?
Ooh.
Probably. I mean, there probably would be need more work to be done, because that's a different... That is a different memory.
Yeah.
And having something near your mouth would trigger something else. So
yeah.
So that is why usually working with someone with fear, it's usually good to have a few sessions, minimum, I would say, 3 sessions. Once you're assessed, you work on, you understand what's going on. The second, you start working on a memory. And if everything goes well and it's fast, then the third session is usually to seal it off to make sure it doesn't come back. Usually adults, I would say six sessions would be better, because other things can come up. And also it's not nice to put pressure to try to rush things. But with kids, within a few sessions, because they're so easy to work with, and they have less trauma and memories in that sense because they're little, it can happen really quickly. So, but just the sort of you going out now and seeing people, and yes, at the moment you still can't wear it, but at least be able to breathe, be able to look around you in the street or in the shop and thinking, oh, they're just wearing a piece of paper on their mouth. Just changing the word, even not having to use that word, that would make life a massive difference for you.
Yeah, because I don't feel like it's me versus them in quite the same way.
Yeah.
They're just wearing a piece of paper on their face, which might sound like I'm ridiculing them, but that's not my intention. That's kind of me almost making it comedic, so it's not so intimidating. Mm-hmm. If I say mask, they're wearing a mask, that just takes me back to horror films where they wear masks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if I say they're just wearing a piece of paper over the face, it's so ridiculous in my brain to be like, why would they wear a piece of paper over the face? That it's almost like, well, they're fine. They can do that. They can wear a hat with spinning helicopter wheels on it. You know, it's fine. People can wear what they want. So I don't hold the same, doesn't hold the same weight in my brain.
Very, very good. That is actually, there's another type of therapy actually, is transforming what we're actually scared into ridiculous, that makes us really laugh. And then as you laugh, you're changing the hormones that you're sending into your heart, and you're not sending fear, you're sending love, joy, fun. And you're learning NLP, or you've done NLP?
I've studied NLP.
Yeah, that's one of the things that is to make it, you make it so big, and that it's just that you start laughing. And I do that sometimes when I've got a child who's scared. When I see a child who's scared of dogs and things are not shifting that quickly, then I'll just ask them to draw a dog and then imagine the dog with. I don't usually ask them. I let them choose and do, put some funny things on the dog, and they decide to put a funny hat on or maybe glasses, and then they look at the picture again, or they think of a dog with this on, and then it's less scary. So that's also another way of doing it. And blocking the energy that was blocking your body that we just did before, that made you more relaxed, and then thinking of that, which is really good, because this is you taking control, you making a decision, and then your mind said, okay, well, they're just wearing a piece of paper. And it's so different than going out thinking, oh, they're all wearing this mask, they're all protecting themselves, they're all going to judge me. And now you're just like, oh, they're just wearing a piece of paper. And fair enough, you're not laughing at them. You're just, this is, that piece of paper is a protection for them. Yeah. So they're using it the way they want it. And for you, it's also a way of be able to go out without having that heart beating fast and feeling sick, and so that's good. That's a great way of thinking.
I think it's knowing that there's humans behind those bits of paper, whereas before it felt like I didn't know what was behind that mask, whereas now it's like, oh, it's just a human with a piece of paper in front of them. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like there's still amazing people behind those sort of shields or whatever is in front of them. It's just like a little peekaboo kind of thing, and yeah. It's my brain's stopped.
Excellent.
Being scared of it being like it's took the person away. The mask hasn't took the person away, it's just covering up a bit of their face, and you know, at some point they're going to peep out of that piece of paper and you'll see that there's a person there.
It's just the normal person that you may have that you may even know, or yeah. Just somebody that you'll encounter. So We mentioned NLP. Are you using this in your work? Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit more?
So I use little bits of it in my work. I use a little bit of everything, really. I've studied holistic therapies and worked with them for about 20 years. So I'm always learning new things and trying to kind of adapt, because people are so different. So not one technique is going to work for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And so, if people wanted to find out more about what you do, where could they find you? Do you have a website?
So I've got a website, which is tailoredtherapies.co.uk, which has a list of my holistic therapies, but I'm not actually practicing at the moment, partly because of the mask thing, because I'd need to wear a mask to do my work. So I put a hold on the holistic therapies, and I've just been focusing on the courses that I run. So I run confidence building courses and empowerment courses, mainly for women. I am looking at working with men, because the mental health crisis is kind of quadrupled, unfortunately, due to lockdown, and eventually looking at working with children, because I think starting young is the best way to kind of prevent problems later on.
That's true. It's true. This is why as soon as the lockdown started, I opened a class, a well-being class, just for children, because if we help them and support them and show them and teach them the tools that they need in order to deal with their emotions, then they will have a much better start, and they will be able to be more resilient. That it's learning how to be resilient and how to just take things as it comes, and learning how to move forward in that sense. I really feel very happy today anyway, because I saw the changes. I know that I made a difference in your life, and I'm so pleased that you allow me to do that. So what does that feel like now, to think that I can do that? I can go out. It's not going to affect me so much. What does that feel like?
Liberating. It's great. It's just kind of like a weight has literally been lifted off my shoulders, and a weight that I didn't even realize was there until recently. And then it's like, oh gosh, where's that come from? Because I've done a lot of work with other people, but you kind of forget about yourself, and then when something comes up, you're like, how do I deal with that then? I don't know how to deal with it myself. I can help other people deal with stuff. So it's good to have someone else's input and perspective, just to kind of remind you that you do have control, and you do have things that you can do to kind of reclaim
your power back. You claim your power back, you claim your life back. You don't want just to live to exist, you really want to live life fully. You really want to. And this fear is not just the fear of mask, it is, like you mentioned, it's stopping you working the way you want to work. It may have a good thing in a sense that it's pushing you to do something else that you may even like better, maybe. I don't know. We don't know. But when that it's better to be able to choose than just to choose out of fear. Once that fear is gone, at least you can decide, do I want to carry on working in therapy, or do I want to work more with my coaching clients? So but at the moment, this choice has been done out of fear of avoiding that fear of mask. So that is part of it. It's once you don't have the fear, you have even more choices, and you can move forward easily. That's the way. But I'm really glad that we met, and that I was able to just help you a little bit. Whenever you want, obviously, there's more work to do. We could do that if that's what you wanted to do, if you wish to do that. But at least now you're going to be able to go out, have a laugh, even thinking, and I'm going, and I think everybody's listened to this today, is going to think, everyone, thanks to you, like, oh, they're just wearing a piece of paper. It's not that scary. It doesn't remind me of the pandemic. It's just part of the fashion. It was just, just like, so we're all going to laugh inside, and people are going to see us laughing, but at least it's surely it's better than going out and walking in the street fearful, in that sense. So thank you very much for doing this today, and for allowing me to work on you on air and to share this with our listeners. Thank you so much for coming out today, Sue. And we're listening to UK Health Radio. This is me, Lauren Rosenberg, Fear Busters. If you wish to be on the show, please contact me. You can email me at lauren@fear-busters.com, or you can check my website, www.fear-busters.com. I look forward to introduce you to another guest next week with another fear. In the meantime, just relax and enjoy your week, and just think of mask like a piece of paper. See you soon. Bye.